Radio Nepal would like to wish good health, happiness and prosperity to all its listeners and well-wishers on the occasion of the New Year. Happy New Year 2079, everyone. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Today is the first day of the New Year of 2079 Bikram Samvat. President, Vice President, Prime Minister give their best wishes. Nepal establishes diplomatic relations with 179 countries with addition of South Sudan and Belize. CPNUML forges electoral alliance with Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal and Nepal Parivar Dal. Industry Minister Dilendra Prasad Baru vows to help export promoting activities and US President Joe Biden says his administration will provide an additional $800 in military assistance to Ukraine. Now the news in detail. Today is the first day of the new year 2079 Bikram Samvat. The day is being celebrated by the Nepalese in the country and across the world. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Nepalese at home and abroad on the occasion of Nepali New Year 2079 Bikram Samvat. In her message today, President Bhandari has wished for peace, prosperity, good health and progress to all the Nepalese. President Bhandari spoke of the need to learn from the tough experiences of the past and move ahead accordingly. The President also called for promoting entrepreneurship and production of domestic products to decrease the yearly soaring trade imbalance as well as to create self-reliant economy through national capital. She was of the view that policies and programs aimed at creating job and opportunities to engage staggering number of youth of Nepal aspiring for foreign employment should be implemented at the earliest. The head of the state also appealed with three-tier government to be active towards realizing the sustainable development goals. Similarly, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon has expressed his confidence that the Nepali New Year 2079 would inspire all Nepalese to forge a unity to build a prosperous Nepal. In a message of best wishes today, Vice President Poon expressed his confidence that the new year would motivate all the Nepalese in compliance of constitution, maintaining political stability and concluding the remaining works of the peace process. Likewise, Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewar has extended best wishes to all sisters and brothers for their happiness, peace, good health and progress on the occasion of Nepali New Year 2079. In a message of best wishes today, Prime Minister Dewar urged one and all to engage their efforts towards rebuilding of nation, prosperity and good governance with the sense of enthusiasm. Noting that it was the shared goal to further elevate the country's image and enhance life standards of fellow Nepali people, he said, "May the new year strengthen our mutual goodwill, unity and fraternity among all Nepalese to realize the national goals." Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has stressed the need of making the local level elections free, fair and frugal. Addressing a province level training of trainers on operation and management of the local level elections organized by the Commission, Chief Election Commissioner Thapalia said all the processes for the local level elections have been forwarded. He also vowed to set up a mechanism to monitor the compliance of the Election Code of Conduct. Nepal has established diplomatic relations with South Sudan and Belize. Organizing a press conference yesterday, the Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson Sewa Lamsal informed that Nepal had established diplomatic relations with South Sudan on the 29th of March and with Belize on the 2nd of April. With this, Nepal has extended diplomatic relations to 176 nations. The number once again, 176 nations. Speaking on the issue of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Ministry spokesperson Lamsal clarified that Nepal voted on various resolutions in the international forums based on the matter of importance. The spokesperson added that Nepal voted in favor of Ukraine four times in the UN forums. The Foreign Affairs Ministry spokesperson further said that Nepal had been watching the recent incidents that took place in Pakistan and Sri Lanka, and it would move ahead learning lessons from the developments in its neighbors. The CPN-UML has agreed to forge an electoral alliance with the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal and Nepal Pariwar Dal in the upcoming local-level elections. Both Nepal Pariwar Dal and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal have agreed to run the election with the election symbol of the CPN-UML. Chief of Local Development Division of the CPN-UML, Devendra Dahal, signed the agreements with the representatives of Nepal Pariwar Dal and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal separately yesterday. The parties have agreed to help each other in the local bodies if they did not have candidates at a particular local level. The Rashtriya Janamorcha has unveiled its local-level election manifesto 2079. With the slogan of "Let's defend nationality and republic, let's annul federalism," the party issued its election manifesto amid a press conference in Butwal yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, party chair Chitra Bahadur KC vowed to concentrate all his efforts to bolster the local levels. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Bazur Darshan.
Bhagyamani Babu. Ramrari aipugnu bhayo ni.
Hajur, ramrari puge. U chai mero college ko best friend.
Namaste Babuji.
Namaste. Aunu na bhitrai.
Huncha Babuji.
Ani dada ta office gaisaknu bhayo hola hai.
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् भाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. On to more news now. CPN-UML chair KP Sharma Oli has said his party is capable of providing stability to country's democracy. Addressing a mass gathering organized by UML in Biratnagar yesterday, Chairperson Oli said his party was making efforts for bringing all Nepalese into the great campaign of consolidating the Federal Republic and safeguarding the sovereignty. On a different note, Chairman Oli accused the ruling alliance of ruining the country's economy. The Industries, Commerce and Supplies Minister, Dilendra Prasad Badu, has urged the industrialist and business community to keep the public welfare at the centre instead of mere profit. At an interaction with the private sector yesterday, Minister Badu said that business organisations should consider the welfare of the state and public along with defending business interest. He also reiterated the government's commitment to helping in setting up export-promoting activities by enhancing productivity. On the occasion, the business community drew the attention of the minister to existing problems in the business sector. Nepal is marking the centenary of the first generation of land registration, in the country. On this occasion, the Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation is organizing various informative programs for 3 days. A special program will be organized at the City Hall today in the presence of Prime Minister Shyamala Dewa. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden has said his administration will provide an additional $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine to help bolster its defenses against an expected Russian offensive in the country's east. The package will include artillery systems, artillery rounds, armored personnel carriers and helicopters. President Biden said in a statement on Wednesday after a phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Meanwhile, Western nations have warned that the use of chemical weapons would make a dangerous escalation of the conflict and have pledged to take firm action if Russia carries out such attacks in Ukraine. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy in province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Isolated brief rain or thundershowers are also likely to occur at one or two places in province number 1 and Gandaki province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Today is the first day of New Year 2079 Bikram Samvat. Nepal has established diplomatic relations with 176 countries with addition of South Sudan and Belize. CPN-UML forges electoral alliance with Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal and Nepal Pariwar Dal. Industry Minister Dilendra Prasad Baru vows to help export promoting activities. And U.S. President Joe Biden says his administration will provide an additional $800 million in military assistance to Ukraine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.